Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Freddie Spencer coming to you after the 2018 Argentina Grand Prix. Now, before we get into what happened in qualifying, and of course, even what happened in the race, every time they go to Argentina, it makes me think of the first time, the only time that I've been to Argentina, and that was the first race of my first season, and HRC's first race, and it was an amazing experience, because one of the things that was incredible about it, that of course only time and looking back gives you that perspective, is we had no idea how well we did considering it was the very first race, because we were battling for the victory with Kenny and Barry Sheen, and even had a chance for the victory around 8-9 laps to go. But it was an amazing first time out for HRC and the team, and like I said, considering basically no experience at all for any of us, really. But it certainly is a memory that I cherish, and like I said, just time gives you that great perspective. Now, I was at an event over the weekend in Canada, in fact. It was incredible. Then just got back from that. It was my first time to Canada, living in the United States, born and raised. I traveled all over the world, but never been north of the border, and to visit Canada until last weekend, and was there for the Spring Motorcycle Show right outside Toronto. And I've always, and I mention it because just incredible motorcyclists of all demographics and all interest levels, and we had a really nice time. And I'm so happy I was invited there. Alexandra and I were invited there, and we had a great, great time. Look forward to going back to Canada and seeing more of the country. Now, one of the things when I'm out like that over the weekend, I don't get to sit down and watch as much of the race, but I was looking at the weather. And I don't know, it's one of those just feelings I had. I thought it was going to be an interesting weekend, and certainly that track has produced some interesting weekends. Remember the great battle that Valentino and Mark had? It was second year, I believe, in 2015, when they came together late in the race, and Mark crashed, and Valentino went on to win the race. So the weather sometimes can be really nice there, or as it was over the weekend, pretty iffy. Qualifying was certainly interesting. If you look at a couple of the riders that were up there that you wouldn't normally expect, like Tito Rabat, for one. And what a great run for Jack Miller. You know, Jack is, and I've met him a couple times, he's really a good kid. He's very respectful, and I think really wants to be there and wants to do well. And he's kind of, you know, he got on the Honda, and there was a lot of expectation, which was natural because of his results in Moto3. And so he had to kind of work through that, and now he's on the Ducati, and it seems like that the Ducati is certainly the versatility of the bike. It seems to fit a wider range of riding styles, and the different models, as we've seen, you know, with the customer bikes or the bikes really that Ducati passes down from the factory team. So Jack went out and gambled and did a good job. And it didn't surprise me that he was on pole. He's been building up and building up. And in those conditions, what you have to understand, especially the Marquez's, and Mark I hang it out there too, but Dovi and most of your veterans specifically, they're a little play a little more cautious and don't take maybe as much risk in qualifying. But can't take anything away, and Jack certainly put in a great time. Mark, though, showed in most of the conditions that he was going to be really tough. And if you we talked about this after Qatar, that the strong showing on a track like Qatar, that normally the Ducati is definitely better, noticeably better. Mark almost won that race. And so I think everybody suspected that that certainly doesn't bode well for the rest of the field as the season goes on, unless things happen in the race that are unpredictable, which, as we all know, they did. And I'll get in a minute. Talking about the Ducatis, Dovi was right there, and something happened before the race. Some of y'all may have read this already, where Jorge came out and said that Dovi has been trying to undermine him since they were both in the 125 World Championship class. And he really didn't expand on that, but you wonder what that means. My first reaction to that is that he's a rider that's feeling a lot of pressure, which is understandable. A lot of disappointment, his own expectation. I think for Jorge's sake, you can't worry about other riders that much. And, you know, he's talking about the fact that the bike seems to be still, he's struggling with it, and it still needs some adjustment and things that he's got to do to make it more for him. But I really don't want to see him focusing on other riders like that. Just, he's got to get his confidence back and his ability to be more consistent, to put in laps day in and day out, like he did and was capable of, and he showed that at Sebang during the winter test when he set the lap record. My feeling has always been to myself, if I can do it once, I can do it another time, I can continue to do it. And you have to have that almost simple, powerful, clear mindset to be able to repeat it. As we saw in the race, and it's the only time I'll mention Ori in this, is he struggled in qualifying and even more so in the race. And, you know, a proud champion like he is, you certainly want him to, I do, I want to see him do better for himself. So we'll have to see if what happens as the season goes on. Now the race. What a beginning it was. And there's a couple of things, and there's been so many opinions, and you've heard so much speculation. But let's take the starting grid first. Jack Miller team, they took the risk. As a flag-to-flag, everybody's supposed to, if you roll off the grid, you're supposed to start from pit row. Understand. But I think by trying to do almost a hybrid make it okay, and what I mean by that is they realize there's too many riders to start from pit row to be a safety issue. So they bring them out on the grid, they put Jack up front, and they put everybody else start about three or four rows behind. Like, that's going to give him the advantage that he should have because they took the risk, and he should start not just from pole position, but, you know, the whole point is that if you want to change tires and it's a flag-to-flag race in the iffy weather, that you basically not get penalized, but you lose the advantage of starting from the grid. They should have maybe done something different. I think basically is that if it's not going to be from pit road, you just let everybody change tires. You come back on the grid, you pronounce it from a safety issue, and you just start the race. But doing it the way they did, it looks kind of almost silly in that respect. What happened with Mark when the bike stalled and he tried to restart it? There seemed to be confusion from his standpoint, but basically he should have been pushed off to side of the track. Or start in the back, basically pit road something, but you delay the start. So then that way there's consistency in if something like that happens again. But I understand you can't depend on the rider. It's not Mark's fault from that standpoint. I mean, he basically, you know, restarted the bike. There's just the whole, the way the whole thing was playing out, the delayed start and so forth. So it's really up to the marshals. It's up to the track stewards. It's up to the race director in that respect to stop the proceedings, put everybody back on the grid, and even if they have to do another siding lap. So then that way it doesn't turn into an unsettled and just, all that uncertainty. Because like I said, you have the next time. And once the race started, and I think they did the right thing by penalizing Mark with the ride through. But right from the beginning, let's talk about the way Jack started. Way Cal Crutchlow, Johan, they took off. The incident between Johan and Danny, they penalized Mark. They certainly, because that way the fairness factor, you could either look at it as it was. And Johan, I mean, it is racing. The bikes are very close in speed now. There's a lot of consistency in that respect. The two couple of corners where Johan's incident happened and Mark's too, they're long entrances in the way they angle in. Now, it's the same for everybody, as my dad used to say. And so if everybody can get through without running into each other, you know, that should be the normal. If it does happen, you get a penalty of some sort. Main thing is just it should be applied across the board. I feel sorry for Danny, you know. With the wrist problems he had and have to have surgery. It is racing. I've been knocked down myself a couple of times. I've been hurt before being knocked down, like an 82 German Grand Prix while leading. Franco Ancini hit me on the last lap, battling with Randy. Broke my collarbone. Not only I got hurt, but it cost me the victory. With Christian and the hairpin at Aston in 85, you know, but it happens. And, the rider that it happens to has a responsibility in how they respond to it, how they act. So does the rider that it causes the issue. We're professionals and we have a responsibility not only to ourselves, the way that we conduct ourselves, but to our sport too. And, you know, it's just part of the professionalism of what we do, and looking at the big picture a little bit. And so, you know, a couple of the incidents that happened were unfortunate, and I think it's also unfortunate in how it reflects on our great sport. You know, I've always said motorcycling is viewed by people that understand it. And, you know, they're going to have their preconceived ideas of why we do it. But it's also so many people look at our sport and they respect it so much. And that's just what I believe we all should think about and remember. Now, the guys who were battling for the front almost forgot about a little bit. Except for, and Cal made sure everybody understood. What great rides in tough conditions, and a great battle between Cal and Johan and Alex Renz and Jack for most of the race, Jack Miller. And it was a great ride, very, very well thought out race that Cal Crutchlow put in. And, you have, because in those conditions, as other riders had problems and made mistakes in the wet part and brakes locking up, you're trying to be consistent, and running the pace they did up front was very impressive. And, it's great to see, only Jack has won a race, of course, and Cal's won a couple. You got Alex Renz and Johan Zarco who haven't, and they're right there battling for the victory on four different brands of bikes. And it just was really, really great ride. And you want to make sure that they get the due respect and adulation they deserve. And so a great job, Cal. And also a great ride for Johan. Almost got his first victory. And Alex Rins on the Suzuki. So I'm looking forward to the next race. And it should be hopefully better weather. And hopefully less drama for everyone involved.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.